Time to talk real estate matters. Our real estate guru is Charles Tarby. He is the chairman and owner of Century 21 Australasia, South Pacific, and he's also the owner of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Luke.
Mate, interest rates. As we all know, last month the Reserve Bank put things on hold, and there's great speculation as to whether or not they'll stay on hold. And what concerns me is, obviously, the Reserve Bank doesn't want Australia to spend. But, mate, we're literally a few weeks away from Christmas, which is when people spend. Does this concern you?
Yeah, I thought that when they put it on hold, I think the last time we spoke about this, I said maybe they'll do it on Melbourne Cup Day when nobody's paying any attention. I think that still might be the case, Luke. I think they might just scare people just a little bit into not spending too much over Christmas. That's a possibility. I mean, that's a bit of a spoiler for Christmas, but if they're going to do it, I would think that would be a good time.
You're a lot smarter than me. Can you explain this to me? So if people don't spend and retail suffers even more after those horrific COVID years, what effect is that going to have on the economy?
Look, I think at the end of the day, what they're trying to control is the spending issue. That has been the biggest issue, because people were, during COVID, when money was, being thrown around, and still is, people were spending big. And I think that's what they've got to slow down. The fact that it's Christmas, I don't think that should impact on how the economy is going with reference to interest rates. I'm a little bit frightened that Christmas might provoke people to spend that little bit more, inflation, interest rates, and off we go again. I think they've got to get a control on inflation. Once they do, they can start balancing it, Luke. It's just a matter of getting that control on inflation. Once they've got their foot on that, they can move around with interest rates and possibly even bring them down.
Yeah. Charles Tarby is with us. We're talking real estate. Charles, here's the loaded question. Is now a good time to sell, or is now a good time to buy?
I think it's a good time to sell now. And the reason I say that is that a lot of people wait for the springtime and they put all their homes on the market, you know, the big spring sale, the Super Saturdays, et cetera, et cetera. But in reality, and again, it's, you and I have chatted about this so many times, during the festive season, there are a lot of people who are moving. There are a lot of people who are being transferred. There are a lot of people who are downsizing. And I think when you think about that, a lot of people don't actually put their homes on the market because they think it's not the best time, meaning that there's still plenty of buyers around. So if there's plenty of buyers around and there's limited stock, whatever stock is available will sell at the best possible price. So I think if you look at the supply and demand situation during December, January, supply drops, but the interest in real estate doesn't. So if you're wanting to get the best possible price right now without too much competition from other people who are putting their homes on the market, December, January is actually a good time.
Very interesting. Thank you for that, Charles. Charles, what happened with auctions over the weekend around the country?
Yeah, they've been pretty good, Luke. Again, you know, better than this time last year for sure. But Melbourne dipped a little. But if you look at the numbers of properties going to auction, they're very similar to this time last week. Certainly a lot higher than this time last year. So that's giving you an indication. If you look at 1,700 auctions last year compared to 2,280 this time in last on Saturday, a couple of days just gone. And if you look at that, you think to yourself, well, that's better, much better. The 69.9% is the overall for the nation. And again, compared to this time last year, it was 59.8. So I think it's still good. A lot of agents I talk to are still struggling to get buyers and sellers to meet each other's expectations. But to me, that's what real estate's all about.
Yeah, I would have loved to have asked you last week if selling or having a house up for auction on an election day was a good idea. Yeah. Do you reckon it affected it at all?
Oh, it does, because a lot of sellers will say, look, I don't want to put my home up for auction that day. I don't want to be disrespectful, especially given what we've just gone through with a referendum. So I think it would have been a quieter day normally. I think you'll find that next week we will pick up even more. So it's a lot better than what people think out there, but the agents, buyers and the sellers are having to work really hard with each other to put transactions together.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Charles, always good to talk to you, mate. You take care. Talk soon, eh?
Thanks, Luke. Thank you, Luke.
There is Mr. Century 21. That's Charles Tarby here on the night shift on Triple M.